then, let's see. Rog Blake, personal log. We came here to deliver a death blow to the Federation, to destroy the central command system they use to subjugate hundreds of planets, that lets them suppress entire populations, control every aspect of their lives. That's why I brought the Liberator out here, to a nondescript planet circling an uncharted white dwarf star. I wanted to tear down Star One forever.
It seems like Travis had the same idea, but for very different reasons. He knew Star One has another purpose, that it controls a satellite minefield, a barrier between our galaxy and the next. If he shut down those satellites, an alien battle fleet could swarm across and attack humanity. It was to be his insane revenge against everyone. He didn't care that his reprisal could cost the lives of millions, maybe billions of people. There would be no way back for him. Callie, you should be on the flight deck.
And you should lie still, Blake. Don't try to get up. I saw you leave and came to check whether you were all right.
I've had better days.
But none so lucky. The shot from Travis's gun missed your heart by a fraction. Stay still.
Yeah, but the alien fleet...
Several hundred ships are queuing at the hole in the satellite grid. Avon believes we can hold them until the Federation fleet arrives.
Well, that could be hours.
Then we will hold them for hours. But you already know that, don't you?
Are you all right?
There's something odd about this area of space, Blake. I feel as though my telepathic abilities are enhanced. I can sense other thoughts.
You can read people's minds?
Not exactly. It's impressions, feelings.
Intelligent guesswork, then.
Something like that.
Callie, get back here. Now.
You should go. Avon's waiting. Sounds like leading the fight has gone to his head.
What about you?
I'm still plugged in here. I should let these medical units do their job.
That's not what I meant, Blake. Did leading the fight go to your head?
Callie?
Before we went down to the planet, you didn't answer my question. Would you have done it?
Done what?
Would you have risked the lives of so many by destroying Star One?
Is that what you really came here for, to ask me?
Callie, where the hell are you? Those alien ships are closing in. Callie?
I'm on my way. We will talk later, Blake.
That his reprisal could cost the lives of millions, maybe billions of people.
Nice of you to join us, Callie.
Is he all right?
His condition is still dangerous.
So is ours!
We're ready for them. Zen, zoom in on the gap in the defense zone. Display our projected intercept course.
Confirm.
There they are.
There's hundreds of ships. Hundreds!
Callie, what's the outlook? Come on!
1 minute to strike range.
We can't hold all of them.
They can't all come through that gap at once.
Stand by to fire.
Avon, this is stupid!
When did that ever stop us?
Fire!
Energy in the primary power banks to sustain this strafing pattern ahead of us?
Primary power at 37%. Secondary power is still recharging.
Initiate pattern sigma positioning. Random maneuvers at your discretion.
Confirmed.
Look! That's another of them through. I thought it was going to ram us.
Villa, can you pick it off with the rear neutron blasters?
I can't see it. Wait. No. Yes! Oh, it's out of range.
Should we pursue?
Leave it. Stay focused on the gap in the grid. A handful of fugitives can't do much harm.
That's what you used to say about us.
How many alien ships have slipped through now?
8. Maybe 9 now.
And we've destroyed 20 in the past hour. 21 now. Zen, how many more?
Sensors indicate nearly 179 vessels beyond the opening in the barrier. There are an estimated 458 vessels probing the satellite network at other points.
Incoming debris.
Hold tight.
Information. Defense field at 20% efficiency.
Now they can see us as well as hit us. Oh, where are those Federation ships? We spend years trying to avoid them, but when you really need them to turn up...
You're babbling, Villa.
Babbling is what he does best. Concentrate on the neutron blasters.
I'm not a soldier in your army, Avon. Picking pockets is what I'm good at. I'm picking locks. That's my area of expertise. I'm a genius at that. But this is just... mad.
Zen, can you intercept any alien communications? Tell us what they're saying.
Sensors have detected alien communication, but translation is not available.
What do they sound like, Zen?
Playing intercepted message.
Turn it off, Zanny. If we can't understand them, I don't want to hear them.
It was just gibberish.
Maybe I should have asked you to translate.
2 more ships are through. They're locked on. Brace for impact.
You have them, Villa.
Fire!
Got them!
I got them!
Well done. Stay alert. There'll be plenty more. Aurak, what have you discovered about the alien fleet's intentions?
As I have mentioned before, your frequent and impertinent interruptions do not change the situation.
Your regular and predictable evasions aren't helping either. What have you found?
The alien technology is far too inferior for suitable analysis.
Of course. Their systems do not use tarial cells, therefore you cannot interrogate them. That doesn't make them stupid, Aurak, it makes them impenetrable.
I thought all computers in the known universe were based on tarial cells.
Well, you're looking at the unknown universe now. Aurak, try something else. Assimilate all Zen's current long-range scan data and cross-reference it against the known movements of the alien fleet over the past 2 hours. Extrapolate their next moves and advise.
If you insist.
Oh, I do.
Watch it, Villa. Some of the smaller ships have broken through. Must be half a dozen.
They're too fast. I can't pick them off.
There are more coming.
Another 4.
They have us in a pincer formation.
Our neutron blasters are almost exhausted.
And the force wall is failing. Zen, what's our status?
Defense field now at 12% efficiency. Battle computers project that current rate of damage will exhaust the auto-repair systems in 10 minutes.
What was that?
That was our last chance of survival.
No, can't you hear it? It's a babble of voices. A kind of continuous chattering.
The aliens.
Or she's been listening to you for too long.
Information. Detectors indicate several hundred additional ships approaching Liberator. Vector 7-9.
At last! The Federation fleet! I never thought I'd be glad to see them!
Impossible. They're a long way off. Zen, identify those ships.
That information is not available.
Rear sensors have been knocked out.
I only realigned those the other week. I don't fancy going out there again. Those spacesuits make me claustrophobic.
Auto repair should be able to handle it.
Not at this rate of damage.
Callie, are you all right? Callie?
So many voices. No, not voices. There's so many minds. I thought I'd reached out to the alien fleet, but no. Their thoughts are utterly close to me. Unknown, unattainable. There is something else. Something familiar. Sensations I know only too well. There is fear. Dread of the unknown, of course, but that fear cannot hold them in its cold grasp because the coiled spring of anger drives them onward. The primal urge to defend and survive. They're relentless, defiant. Humans. They are humans.
Callie? Callie, what is it?
They're not alien vessels. They're human ships.
What?
Zen, visual.
Confirmed.
I could feel their emotions.
What? You can read their minds? You can read my mind?
No one would want to read your mind, Villa.
Where did they come from?
It is a flotilla from the nearest frontier worlds. There are military cruisers from Vilca and Hurom, but also mining vessels out of Carthensis, solar shuttles from Palmero, even tourist craft from Harnup and Maran.
Hundreds of them! All armed!
They heard about the invasion and have come to defend their galaxy.
That ragtag bunch of ratty little ships.
Those ratty little ships are holding off the alien fleet.
But for how long?
Long enough for us to fall back for a while. Give the auto-repair systems time to recover and the weapon systems time to recharge. Jenna, get us out of range. Standard by seven.
I'm on it.
Zen, keep monitoring the alien fleet.
Confirmed.
This should be far enough.
Not far enough for me. Are there still alien ships following us?
One small vessel, Vector 86.
Definitely not far enough.
We should be able to pick it off with the neutron blasters. Should be enough energy in them to... Oh. That's odd.
Where did it go?
You must have hit it. The ship just disintegrated.
Did I? I mean, yes, obviously. I think I must be getting the hang of this now.
Looks like you can relax, Villa.
I need a drink.
You need to concentrate. Monitor auto-repair. We'll stay here until Liberator is back to battle readiness. Zen, is there any sign of alien hostiles?
A large, unidentified object is approaching from Vector 9-5.
What does large mean?
Sensor data is limited. The object has a diameter of 2.397 kilometers. It has a mass of 1.935 times 10 to the 22 kilograms.
What does that even mean?
It means it's too big to be a space vessel. What is it, Zen?
That information is not available.
Oh, great. Zen doesn't know.
Are you sure it couldn't be some kind of alien battlecruiser?
Let's find out. All right, Aurak, what have you got?
Would you care to be more precise?
What have you been able to extrapolate from the movements of the alien fleet?
I have analyzed a substantial body of data from a wide variety of available trusted sources and have identified no strong correlation outside the parameters of normal variance.
He doesn't know either.
There are too many unknown variables.
At least Zen was more honest about it.
And what about this large, unidentified object that's approaching us?
It is fascinating.
So, fascinate us.
It is a dwarf planet that circles Star One's sun on a wildly elliptical orbit.
A dwarf planet?
Its operational signal indicates that it is called Megiddo.
Megiddo? Sounds charming.
Ideal for a short break. I'll start packing.
None of us are going anywhere. Wait a minute. Operational signal?
Of course. I have detected an extensive technological complex buried beneath the planetoid's surface.
What is it?
The Federation technology predates the original Tariel cell.
That must make it old. Much older than Star One.
Further information is mere extrapolation.
All right then, extrapolate.
The technology is primitive. It could be a simple storage capacity, or a weapons facility, or an
Weapons facility?
Kindly do not interrupt while I am enumerating the possibilities.
Sorry.
It could also be an abandoned earlier iteration of the Star One complex, or even a waste disposal site.
But you say it could be a Federation weapons facility. Eivon, I say we should go there and recover it.
I say none of us are going anywhere. We cannot spare someone to go down there based on mere extrapolation.
Can we afford to let it fall into alien hands?
Assuming the aliens have hands.
Oh, Villa, you know what I mean. I'll teleport down to Megiddo.
Aurak, what are the odds that it is weaponry?
There are too many unknown variables.
Variables, yes, I thought you'd say that. And it answers your question, Callie. You're staying here.
So where are you going, Avon?
Narrowing down the variables.
Come in, Avon.
You were supposed to be in the medical unit.
You were supposed to be on the flight deck.
Shouldn't you be under observation?
Well, this is the observation deck. I suppose I should be touched by your concern.
Is this where we embrace and make up?
Not while I'm in this sling.
That wasn't what was stopping me.
Hatred.
Don't confuse hatred with indifference.
You mask your indifference very badly, Avon. Were you sincere in what you said?
I made you a promise. You know me well enough to understand what that means. We've pulled back for a short while to let the auto repair systems do their work.
I've been watching the battle from here. Those aren't Federation ships.
The nearest Federation squadron is overdue. That jumble of ships you see are from the nearest frontier planets, Blake. They've rallied to the cause. That must please you.
They didn't need me to do that.
It's not always about you.
They can't think they could possibly survive an onslaught like this. And yet, here they are, prepared to fight to the death against an alien invasion. Why didn't they do this when their own kind threatened them? Why didn't they rise up against the Federation when we needed them? And soon, they'll be fighting alongside the Federation. Strange allies.
The people you choose as allies don't have to be your friends. They just have to be the enemy of your enemy. Look over there. Those points of light.
Where? Ah!
A familiar formation. One we've previously tried very hard to avoid.
Detachment of pursuit ships. Our strange allies are starting to arrive.
And when Liberator's auto repairs are complete, we'll join them.
Avon, where are you? There are Federation...
Yes, all right. We've seen them.
We? Avon, what did you...
Why are you here, Avon? What do you want me to do?
There is a planetoid approaching teleport distance. Aurak thinks there is a small chance that it conceals a Federation weapons system. The others are needed on Liberator. But you are...
Expendable?
Available.
All right, enough observing. I can make myself available for duty. Or...
Do you need anything?
Just get me to the teleport. I know that you'll look after them, Avon.
I'm moved by your confidence in me. Here's your teleport bracelet.
Have you worked out the destination coordinates?
There. It's as close as I can get you to the entrance. You should turn up the dial on that suit. It's going to be cold down there.
All right. I'm ready.
Ready for what?
Callie!
You were not in the medical unit. I suspected something like this. Avon, you can't let Blake take such a risk. Not in his condition.
Can't I be the judge of that?
He's the only person we can spare.
And I'm moved by Avon's confidence in me.
But...
Don't argue, Callie.
I see you will not be persuaded.
What are you doing, Callie?
I'm going with you. Now, you should not argue with me, Blake.
Very well. Turn the dial up. It'll be cold.
You can't be spared to nursemaid him, Callie. We need everyone on board.
Everyone?
You can't stop me, Avon. This is not your ship yet.
Thank you for yet.
I know that Liberator is what you want most of all, but my people have a saying.
I was afraid they might.
Before you desire, you should deserve.
I have a saying, too. Blake can handle this alone.
It's her choice, Avon. Well?
Avon, there'll be no need for you to remain here on station.
I have no intention of remaining here on station. Very well. I'll teleport you both down. If for any reason Liberator has to leave the area and the auto repairs are complete, we will not wait for you. Either of you. We will be gone. Your ship will have sailed.
Whose ship, Avon?
Goodbye, Blake. And good luck. Now what?
Avon, get back here, we're under attack!
Oh, it's worse than I expected!
So cold it stings! Down and safe! And freezing! Avon! Avon! Avon!
He said he would not remain on station.
Or it may be just this storm. We have to get undercover.
There! I see the access hatch. Careful! The ice is cracking.
Maybe it's our weight.
Megiddo's orbit has brought it back near its sun. The surface temperature has risen very quickly. That's melting the ice.
I can't see an alternative route.
The storm is getting worse. We have to get to the access shaft.
This way, come on! Lean against the rocks.
What?
Take some of your weight off the ice. Oh, good. The handle's frozen stiff, and we will be too if I can't get this open.
Oh. You'll make your injury worse, Blake. Look, let me try. Won't move.
The ice sheet is cracking.
What the hell is going on?
Where the hell have you been?
And where's Callie? She went looking for you.
Otherwise engaged. Zan, turn that racket off. We've got the message.
Confirm.
That's better.
Not really.
What is that?
The alien ship that disintegrated earlier.
The one Villa shot down?
Not exactly.
Then what exactly?
He didn't shoot it, and it didn't explode. The ship just split apart into dozens of limpet mines that have attached themselves to the outer hull.
They're locked in place. We can't shake them off.
They've already disabled the port sensor array. We're blind on that side.
Zen, are those things able to penetrate the hull?
That information is not available.
It's alien technology. Zen can't tell how dangerous they are.
It could tell enough to activate the proximity alarm. Zen, can you confirm that these devices pose no danger to the continued safety of the Liberator?
Negative.
What about the auto-repair systems? Can they clear these limpet mines?
Negative response.
We could do with something more positive, Zen.
We could do with something more positive from you.
What did I say?
You said they were locked in place.
So?
So suit up and get out onto the hull.
What? You can't be serious. You are serious, aren't you? Well, why me?
Firstly, you've been out on the hull before, so you know your way around. And secondly, you can pick a lock. It's your area of expertise. You said it yourself. Well, now's your chance, genius.
But thirdly, I don't want to.
Two out of three is good enough. Get suited up, you're wasting time.
I'll come with you, Villa. I can help.
This is a mine clearance, not a sightseeing tour.
It'll be faster with two, and I can watch out for any other incoming attacks until the hull sensors are back online.
All right, I'll work with Zen on alternatives. Meanwhile, there's no time to lose.
Oh, great! You're staying safe in here while me and Jenna go out and face death by alien bomb.
Do you think you'll feel any safer here?
Yes, I think that I would.
On the flight deck with me.
You're right. I'll get suited up. Come on, Jenna.
You really know how to motivate the troops, Avon.
Well, I know how to motivate Villa.
Where's Callie?
Looking after Blake.
We could do with her help.
I know, but not everyone is as easy to persuade as Villa. You'd better get after him.
All right. I'll route the hull suit audio links through Channel 9. Let us know if you come up with any better ideas.
Get off the ice, Blake! Hold on to the rock!
No, Callie, just stand back!
What?
Stand back! Get inside!
Oh, Blake! Are you all right?
Yeah, switch your torch on. I'm just... pulling the hatch shut!
You should be more careful, Blake. You could have reopened your wound.
I think I'd prefer that to plunging into icy water. How far down is it?
I see a platform about 30 metres below us.
Hey, wait for me!
A I don't like this, Jenna. When I look up, all I can see are stars. Distant stars. They make me dizzy. Jenna? Jenna, where are you?
Right behind you, Vela. Don't shout. Just speak normally into your helmet microphone.
Oh, yes, all right.
And there's a solution to the stars making you dizzy.
Is it drugs?
No. Just stop looking at them. Keep your eyes on the hull. Can you see all those limpet mines?
There are dozens. And that's just on this section. There could be hundreds. We'll be here forever.
Then we'd better get started.
Why do they go off while we're removing them?
Then you'll be seeing a whole load of different stars. Come on.
Don't rush.
Don't fuss.
Why do you insist on defying good advice?
You're full of questions for me today, Callie. Is that why you ignored Avon's advice? Why you're here on Megiddo?
I don't know what you mean.
All that you said before about destroying Star One.
You were prepared to destroy the Federation, but you didn't question whether that would cause the deaths of innocent people too.
You fought, and you killed. Do you question that now?
I've always faced those to whom I brought death.
That was never a problem for the Federation. A faceless administration that exerted anonymous control over its citizens. Only they weren't citizens, were they, Callie? They were numbers. They were headcount.
Is that how you see the people in those ships? The ones just arriving? What's the difference between their pilots, whether they're from the Federation or the frontier worlds?
I'm not sure anymore, Callie. Yesterday, those people lived at the sufferance of the Federation. It enforced surveillance, military access. It even decided the weather.
You say surveillance and military access, but from another perspective, the Federation also ensured safe transport, secured supply routes for food, and protected people from extreme climate.
It's not that simple, Kelly.
That's exactly what I mean about perspective. Careful, Blake. The platform is just below you. This must control the lights.
This place is huge. It must go back, what, half a kilometre?
A natural cavern below the surface.
Look at all this equipment. A lot of this stuff dates back to... Well, it's from long before my project work back on Earth. There's the original Federation insignia. So much machinery. Barely ticking over, but still going.
And Blake, its operating personnel are still here.
That's another one! There's something satisfying about flinging them into space. And another one.
Seven down.
200 to go. See the marks they leave. They're burrowing into the outer hull.
Like ticks on an animal.
Avon, I hope you're getting all of this. Have you worked out what's powering these things yet?
Orak is analysing your scanner data. It might have something.
Or he might be sulking. Oh, it's going to take us forever. My hands are cramping already.
Let me have a go, Vela.
Be careful with this. It's a subatomic probe. Can be dangerous. Use it on that one there.
Which one?
The one that's moving. Jenna! It's moving! Ah, it's looking at us!
They're all starting to move. Do you know what I think, Vela?
That it's time to leave?
That these aren't just bits of ordnance left by the aliens. They are the aliens.
Burrowing into Liberator, ready to explode. Avon! Answer! Avon!
What is it?
Trouble. That's what. We're surrounded by alien suicide ticks.
You should get back inside, Vela. Now.
Oh, do you think so?
Orak says it's worked out how to dislodge them all. We're going to reflect our radiation flare shield back onto the hull.
When?
No time like the present.
It's working! Look at the far end! The aliens are detaching from the hull. Floating off into space.
And what about us? What happens when the flare shield reaches us?
Like I said, get back inside.
Vela! We have to get back to the airlock, now!
They look like corpses, which would explain why they're in coffins. See, they've got commemorative plaques. Coleman, Stafford, Jones. This one's called Nishani.
These are not coffins.
They're life support cabinets.
No, he can't be alive. Just look at him. All the others are the same. Eyes wide open, but sightless. No breath, no visible pulse. No reaction whatsoever. See? There's no respiration on the other side of the glass.
Don't open it!
Well, that one's certainly dead now.
Jake!
I'm sorry. His body just disintegrated. So, if the others aren't dead, what's happened to them?
It's a form of profound sleep.
You mean stasis? Suspended animation?
No, this is not a cryogenic system. These men and women are on the extreme periphery of life. A hair's breadth from death.
But look at this place. They must have been like this for...
hundreds of years, yes.
But why?
I shall try to find out.
What do you mean? Is this more of your intelligent guesswork?
They're old, Blake. Very old. And they resist me. They don't volunteer their thoughts willingly. There's been much pain here. It's such a long time since the Federation found them. Since it broke into their psyche. At first, they were unwilling. But then their beliefs were disassembled, piece by piece, memory by memory, until they accepted their new purpose.
What new purpose?
To begin, their reluctance made them prisoners in their own bodies, fighting a mental battle as they were incarcerated and immobilized within their own physical forms.
What purpose?
This place predates Star One by 200 years. It's the failsafe. And if Star One is ever threatened, then when Megiddo's orbit returns it to the satellite grid, these men and women take over. And... Oh!
Callie, are you all right?
Blake! This whole facility, it's a bomb!
What?
Megiddo is a bomb! When it reaches the satellite grid, it will consume itself entirely in a massive plasma explosion. It's designed to wipe out the alien fleet.
A plasma explosion that big will wipe out everything. The alien fleet, the Federation pursuit ships, the whole flotilla of Earth ships, not to mention the Liberator.
And these poor people too.
We have bigger things to worry about.
You're missing that perspective again. They have been trapped here as part of the operating system for hundreds of years. But they are people, Blake, not headcount.
Can you reach them telepathically? Can you explain? Ask them to stop it?
No. Over the centuries, their purpose has been indelibly etched into their minds.
Well, that means we can't save them.
It doesn't mean we can't feel for them.
We could open all the cabinets. Destroy the operators, defuse the bomb.
The system is already underway. Kill them, and there's no way of reversing it.
What about an override? The Federation brainwashed them. They must be able to issue a counter-command.
That is true.
Well, come on! The pursuit ships are within range, and there must be a comm system in this place. If we can contact the Federation, they could defuse this bomb before it's too late.
Open the airlock door, Villa.
The flare shield. It's like a wave cresting over the hull.
Stop admiring it and start avoiding it.
Those alien ticks, they're scuttling over towards us as well.
Hurry up, you two. Another alien ship is approaching.
I see it. Go on, Villa. Get inside.
I'm at the airlock, Avon. Open the door.
Don't let those things in with you, Villa.
Then hurry up.
I've got a better idea. Close the door behind you.
I can't leave you. That alien ship is almost on us.
You have to. Close the door.
Oh, Jenna. What have I done?
I repeat, this is an urgent transmission to all Federation vessels. Do you copy? Do you think this thing's even working? Can't have been used for hundreds of years. Federation vessels, do you copy?
This is an urgent transmission from the security facility on Megiddo.
Perhaps they're not yet in range.
It's not like this lot were ever likely to wake up and call home.
This is Escort Group 9. We receive bell.
Ha! So they are out there. But the signal's corrupted.
Switch to channel Alpha Epsilon.
Alpha Epsilon?
I suppose it must be this one.
It has to be an embarrassment.
We read you, Escort Group 9. This is Megiddo Facility. My name is Rog Blake.
I know.
Oh, did you hear that from Space Command HQ?
You seem to have become one of my most regular correspondents, Blake. I'm touched.
Look who it is.
Servalan.
Oh, and you have Kali with you on Megiddo. All friends together. Quite a reunion.
I'm no friend of yours.
And yet here we are, chatting away.
I didn't expect you to show your face on the front line, Servalan. Too dangerous. You'd rather let others do your dirty work.
You do seem to have contained the alien fleet. Thank you for that. And while the Federation vessels complete the job, what better than a morale-boosting visit from me? Bound to do the troops a power of good.
Power? A word that trips so easily from your poisonous tongue, Supreme Commander?
Madam President. So don't be unkind, Blake. You're in no position. Whereas, thanks to you, mine does seem to have improved.
It is about to deteriorate, Servalan.
We're all in a very dangerous position. This war is by no means over. That huge alien fleet is barely contained by Liberator.
I know that Federation technology is far superior to theirs.
Well, the Federation technology on Megiddo is about to kill us all. This whole facility is an enormous plasma bomb. You must use your Federation command protocols to override the systems here. Defuse this thing.
I don't think so.
It will destroy the aliens, the humans, and every last one of your Federation ships.
The weapon is indiscriminate. A blunt instrument.
I know.
What?
It was something the head of the psycho-manipulation team mentioned during his debriefing. It didn't make sense at first, but then my interrogators worked it out. Megiddo, the Federation's Armageddon device.
It will destroy everything.
As I said, superior Federation technology.
What about the ships from the frontier planets? They've been defending our galaxy.
There may be some collateral damage.
And your own fleet?
I have held back 60% of my flotillas.
Servalan, you have to prevent this. You have to stop Megiddo.
No. No, I don't. Goodbye, Blake. I wish I could say it's been a pleasure.
Servalan? Servalan! No!
Tis gone, Blake. We must go too.
You're right, Kali. That's our last hope. We need to get back to Liberator and blast Megiddo into pieces.
Does the Liberator have that power?
Or at least deflect its orbit.
And the alien fleet?
Servalan will have no option but to commit her remaining flotilla to the battle. Avon? Come in, Avon. We need teleport now.
Have they gone?
Maybe we're too far below the surface. Come on, Kali.
Oh, I don't think you can manage the climb.
This comms equipment.
I doubt the Federation will rescue us. Oh, of course. If it can contact the Federation, it can contact the Liberator.
What have I done? What have I done? Avon! Deactivate the flare shield! Jenna's still out there! I have to let her in.
You're too late.
What do you mean? You mean she's dead?
I mean she's boarded that alien ship.
Tell her to get off it.
She's already out of range.
Weren't expecting me, were you? Fella was right. This subatomic probe can be dangerous. Liberator, do you read? If you can hear me, this ship is already heading back to the alien fleet. By the time I've worked out how to steer this thing, I'll be a long way from Liberator. Well beyond the range of this hull suit's communicator. I hope you understand why I'm doing this.
Can't you get a signal from her, Zen?
Negative.
Damn it, Zen. What can you do?
Information. There is an incoming message from the Federation facility on Megiddo.
Put it through.
Come in, Liberator. This is Blake. Two of us to teleport up quickly.
All right, Blake. Villa, where are you?
You're needed in the teleport.
I'm coming. Hang on.
Villa, where are you?
Keep your hair on. I haven't even had time to get out of my hull suit. All right, I'm here.
Bring them back. Get a move on.
Oh, thank you, Villa. Very grateful, Villa.
What kept you?
Much appreciated, Villa.
Why are you wearing a hull suit?
Jenna and I went down to do some repairs.
Where's Jenna now?
Not sure. Can't get a signal from her. She must be out of range.
Then fix it, or get out there and look for her.
Bit of a problem with that, actually.
Such as?
Infestation of aliens on the hull.
Well, what about Jenna?
Let me try to find her. Jenna? Jenna? She's not on the hull. She's some distance away.
Where? Is she all right?
She has control of an alien space vehicle. The original pilot is dead. I sense Jenna is so alone, so determined. She cannot contact the Liberator. She's steering the ship away from us, towards... No!
What is it?
I think she's steering into the alien fleet. That's a suicide run.
You must stop her, Callie. Tell her we're coming for her.
She can't hear me, Blake. She's too focused on what she's doing. You must teleport me across to her.
How?
There are the coordinates of Jenna's spaceship.
And there are the coordinates of the alien fleet. It's another suicide run, only this time it's yours.
I'm ready.
You don't even know if there's air in that ship. At least put on a hull suit.
There's no time.
What are you going to do? Hold your breath.
Villa!
All right, all right.
Be ready to bring her back. I must get to the flight deck.
Blake! Near your foot!
What is that thing?
It's an alien.
After what we saw on Star One, I wasn't expecting that. Looks like a machine.
Don't get too close, Blake! It's also a bomb!
Not far now. Here goes. Callie! How did you...
We have no time. Here's a teleport bracelet.
But then...
Don't argue with me. Liberator, I have her. Teleport now.
I said don't get too close. It might... Explode.
Call it a controlled explosion.
Liberator, I have Jenna. Bring us back.
Acknowledge. Teleport them back, Villa. Well done, Callie. Villa, help Jenna out of her suit.
Are you all right?
Get off me. What were you doing, Callie?
Rescuing you.
I had things under control.
But I sensed... Well, I thought you were going to kill yourself.
I was steering straight at their fleet, the last thing they'd expect. I would have done a slingshot around the back at the last minute.
Rather dangerous.
An old smuggler's trick. I knew what I was doing.
Well, I'm sorry. What is that?
Ah! Another alien!
Villa! You let them in!
Only one or two.
Ah! Get back! It set fire to the console. Well done, Jenna.
That seems to have done it.
It seems to have done for the teleport, too. That'll take forever to fix. Ah! Another one!
I missed it.
But it's gone, thank goodness. It has gone, hasn't it?
Into the ship somewhere.
How many of those things got in?
Only a couple, or three. Maybe three.
We've seen three already.
Oh, all right. There were six.
Six?
One exploded in the airlock. Another was already damaged. I tried to track the others.
Well?
I lost one in the weapons section, and it... well, it blew up before I got to it. I had everything under control until Avon made me come and rescue the two of you.
Thank you, Villa.
So, two of those things left. You'd better get after that one. I have a bigger bomb to worry about. Flight deck, this is Blake.
Are you all back on board? We need to move.
Not yet, Avon. Megiddo is an orbiting bomb.
It'll detonate when it reaches the alien fleet.
And your problem with that is what, exactly?
It'll cause the biggest plasma explosion you've ever known, and probably the last you'll ever witness. It'll take everything with it.
Ah, I see.
We have to destroy it.
With what? Those things that Villa let in have disabled our weapons systems.
No, it's all my fault as usual.
Avon, do we have enough power to deflect Megiddo instead?
Not unless you're proposing to crash this ship into the planetoid.
Maybe I am.
Are you serious?
I'm coming up to the flight deck.
If you are serious, Blake...
Yes, I know, Jenna. I'll need you to steer Liberator. Callie, Villa, you better track down those remaining alien things.
But I've only just taken off my hull suit.
I mean the ones that scuttled off into the ship.
They've already taken out our weapons and most of our auto-repair systems.
So what would you go after next?
Life support.
Exactly. Now get after it.
Zem, status of the weaponry systems.
Offline.
Estimated repair time.
That information is not available.
What have you been doing with the ship, Avon?
I've had a busy day.
So I see. Jenna, can you steer us closer to Megiddo?
I'll do my best.
The human ships seem to be holding the line out there, even if they only have 40% of the Federation fleet engaged.
40%? What about the others?
Serverland said she was holding the rest back.
Serverland?
I've had a busy day, too.
Information. Alien vessels are approaching the Star One defense network in 7 separate vectors.
What are they doing?
It's a suicide run.
Like yours?
They seem to mean it.
Of course. The first ships that reach the barrier will be destroyed by the blast. But a dozen others could get through the gap before the satellite generators have reset.
Here they come!
Information. Alien vessels have breached the defense barrier in 5 contiguous sectors.
Look! They're swarming through.
And you can guess where they're heading first.
For us.
Don't flatter yourself, Blink. They'll target Star One.
Enemy strategy is now confirmed. Battle computers indicate full alien counterattack is underway.
Blake!
What is it, Villa?
I've got news about those alien bombs. Well, good news and bad news, actually.
Go on.
The good news is that there are no more on board. And the bad news, well, the last one just blew up in the life support section.
What?
I couldn't catch it in time. It was a sneaky little devil. Sorry, Blake.
You better get back up here. Callie?
I heard. I'm on my way, too.
All right. Once they get back, we need... What was that?
That was Star One.
I'm picking up a priority message from the battle commander of Squadron 6. He's confirming to the flagship that the aliens have destroyed Star One.
What? That means the defense shield is gone too.
Oh, I should have stayed where I was. In fact, I should have stayed in bed today.
You are of more assistance here, Villa.
That remains to be seen.
What's happened to the human flotilla?
It's being utterly overwhelmed by the alien counterattack.
Where is the rest of Servalan's fleet? She said she was holding it back.
Still out of range.
That alien fleet will be coming for us next.
Why? Our weapon systems are down, auto repair is marginal, and now, thanks to Villa, our life support is compromised.
We can't read their signals, Avon, so I doubt they can read ours. They'll see us as their biggest threat.
And they don't know we're crippled.
We're not flattering ourselves, Avon. They've seen right from the outset that Liberator is the strongest warship in the human fleet.
You're not one for false modesty, Blake, but how does it help? What do we do when they reach us? Strangle them with our bare hands?
We use Jenna's smuggler's trick. Draw the aliens toward Megiddo as it arrives, and it'll destroy them.
It will destroy Liberator too!
If the ship doesn't get out of range, yes.
You'd better know what you're doing with this smuggler's stunt, Blake.
Don't worry, Avon. He knows someone who does.
Looks like most of the alien fleet is behind us.
And the Federation flotillas in front of us.
Information. Detectors indicate Liberator is dangerously close to the planetoid surface. Navigation computers are offline.
I know.
You'd better.
Hold on, everyone. I'm going to execute a 360 slingshot around Megiddo. Now, then. Standard by 12.
Confirmed.
The Federation is dead ahead. Open a channel, then.
Confirmed.
Federation fleet. This is the Liberator. We have no weaponry and our navigation systems are offline. We are unable to control our approach vector, but pose no threat to you. We advise you to keep away.
I advise you to surrender, Blake.
You need to listen to me, Servalan.
No.
You need to obey me. Escort Group 9 is ready to take control of the Liberator. General Howells, target that ship. It is unarmed and it is mine.
The aliens are right behind us.
And my fleet is right behind me. So consider the Liberator to be the spoils of war.
Which side are you on, Servalan?
Her own, as always.
To Servalan, everyone is a potential enemy.
Information. The planetoid Megiddo has reached the alien fleet and exploded. Plasma expansion wave is approaching at speed standard by 14.
Here it comes!
Information. The plasma expansion wave will overtake Liberator in 30 seconds.
You think you have a Servalan, but you're wrong.
Ah, the famous Blake optimism. Well, you really have no option. You must surrender. What is that?
Your apocalypse device, Madam President. Megiddo has destroyed itself and everything in its vicinity, and the plasma explosion is still expanding. So, even if you survive the shockwave, you're not getting your hands on my ship.
No!
Goodbye, Servalan. I wish I could say it had been a pleasure.
No!
Information. Plasma expansion wave will overtake Liberator in 10, 9, 8,
whose ship?
7. Six,
our ship.
Five, four,
that will do for now.
Three.
Brace yourself!
To the alien fleet.
The plasma explosion from Megiddo destroyed 317 alien vessels.
And the Federation flotilla?
60% destroyed.
We've done it.
I think you mean we're done for.
What about Servalan?
Who the hell cares?
He's right. Liberator is spinning out of control.
No, we can make this right.
If you won't believe me, Blake, then believe those readings. Look, everything is failing or unreliable.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's time to leave.
What do you mean?
Information. Navigation computers now at 6% efficiency. Life support is at 11%. Auto-repair systems remain critical.
Zen is saying it's time to leave.
You mean abandon the fight?
I mean abandon ship.
Abandon ship? What, just run away?
Think of it as playing to your strengths.
We can't run.
Then stay here and die on your own, Blake. A glorious death, witnessed by no one, signifying nothing. Hardly your style.
That's not what I meant.
System malfunction. Blocks 4 to 6 are offline.
That's not good, is it?
The evacuation protocols are cutting out. Vili, you'll need to prepare the life support capsules manually. Go on.
You don't have to tell me twice. Wait a minute. Port or starboard?
Does it matter?
All right, you do have to tell me twice. It's all very confusing.
Port side. Go on.
It's getting worse.
System malfunction on blocks 2 and 3.
Villa, go and check the life support capsules.
On my way.
Zen, status report.
Damage to the navigation computers is beyond the present capacity of the auto-repair systems. The teleport malfunction is now total. Automatic shutdown has been implemented.
Jenna, bring Aurak. I'll go and fetch the protective case.
Wait, where's Aurak's key?
Where do you think?
Did you suppose he'd trust anyone else with that?
Your wound is bleeding again, Blake. Stop waving your arms about and sit down.
We can't just abandon Liberator, not after all this.
Here, the portable medipack will stabilise the wound until you reach the life capsule.
Emma.
I think it's working, Callie. You take Aurak. I'll make sure Blake gets off the ship.
Very well. Good luck, Jenna.
All right, Blake. We can't stay any longer. And just for once, do as you're told. Not far now. You can make it.
Or die trying.
Where's that famous Blake optimism?
Ava!
Speaking of optimists...
The life capsules are operational. Let's get out while we still can. Ava! Ava!
Blake, are you all right?
I think so, but the corridor's completely blocked.
And the other one's filling with smoke. Back this way. We have to hope that the starboard life capsules are working too.
Damage control estimates breakdown is now beyond the capacity of auto repair systems in all areas. Serious malfunction.
Rest there for a moment, Blake. I'll check them.
The medipack.
What's happened?
It's packed in.
Well, two of these capsules are undamaged. Get in that one. I'll prepare it for launch. Careful!
Do you remember first boarding Liberator, Jenna?
How could I forget? I'd never seen anything like it. I didn't know we were looking at a racing ship or a transport or exploration vessel.
Or a warship. She's fought bravely today.
We all have.
I didn't expect to be leaving like this.
Today's full of surprises. I didn't expect Avon to stay and fight.
Why is that?
He's always taken some convincing. Right back to that time on the prison transport.
I can be very convincing.
By promising him the Liberator? Is that why he was such a willing ally?
Someone once told me that the people you choose as allies don't have to be your friends. They just have to be the enemy of your enemy.
You don't really believe it's that cynical, do you, Blake?
No, I don't. And I don't think he does either.
Right. You're all set. Can't tell you where you'll make planetfall. The nav console suggests that nearby inhabitable planets include Saran and Morpheniel. Or further out is Ephron in the Loritol system. Move your arm inside so I can close the hatch.
Ah, okay.
Once the door's sealed, hit the launch toggle. Good luck, Blake.
Thank you, Jenna. Good luck yourself.
What? I can't hear you.
I was just saying... Never mind. Get into a capsule. That's right, good. See you again soon, I hope. Now I'm just talking to myself. Hit the launch toggle, she said. Just talking to myself. Yes, now, where did I get to with this thing?
Yes, didn't care that his reprisal could cost the lives of millions, maybe billions of people. There'd be no way back.
Oh, no. I'm coming back.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Blake 7, The Armageddon Storm.
Shorin burned.
My name is Callie, a member of the Rebellion.
For several weeks, I've been working with the Resistance movement here on Shorin.
Del Grunt, mercenary.
The Resistance discovered that the Federation Science Corps has been working on a new superweapon, known only as PDX-10.
So, what's our next move? Where do we start looking for this PDX-10 thing? I mean, the sooner we find it and disarm it, the sooner we can safely be away.
Well, according to the intel, Shorin is the likely target for a full test detonation.
Our planet Shorin has been devastated by a new weapon developed by the Federation.
Data scrawled across the view screen. Data logs and vid records of the PDX-10.
It's as if the planet has been turned inside out.
We watched in silence, the true horror of the Armageddon storm unfolding before us.
Grant's weapon. It's real, all right. PDX-10 ready for planet-wide testing. No hope of escape.
And the sky above us burned.
Subscribers get more from BigFinish.com. Available now from Big Finish Productions. Blake 7, The Liberator Chronicles, Volume 1.
Jitter! The neutron blasters! Everything we've got!
Avon, don't try to fight them! Just get us out of here!
Zen, maximum speed. Now!
Confirmed.
The Liberator. The fastest ship in the galaxy.
So this is the Liberator.
At the helm was Jenna Stannis, a smuggler.
Forgive me, have we been introduced?
Beside her, Olag Gan, a softly spoken giant who had killed a man.
Gan? Is that you?
Callie, a telepath revolutionary from the planet Auron. Villa Restor, a thief.
Well, you've got the name, at least.
Then there was Rog Blake, our visionary leader.
What do you want from me? I'm on your side.
We weren't heroes. Quite the opposite.
Ah! Get it off me! I'm never doing anything like this again! Ever!
And I...
Avon. Whoever Avon is, he's giving me a headache.
I was biding my time.